Some mighty fine weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest, even Canada's prairies, as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. And just how good is good? Well, we are expecting temperatures to be in the 70s and lower 80s across the region this afternoon. That alone should be very pleasant. We do expect the temperatures tomorrow to warm just a tad bit. Upper 70 and 80 degree temperatures will be common. Thursday will be the warmest day this week with widespread 80s and some temperatures pushing up close to 90 degrees. The warmest weather on Thursday afternoon will be in central parts of South Dakota. As we get into Friday, a short-term bout of cooling will occur and we'll fall back into some 70s and lower 80s for Friday and especially Saturday. And then Sunday will still be in the 70s and lower 80s with a little bit of a warm-up coming up as we move into the early part of next week. All of this will be followed by nighttime temperatures that'll be very pleasant as well. We're expecting to see most of those nighttime readings to be in the 50s. Now, we did see a few temperatures in the upper 40s this morning near the Canada border, and we'll see that repeated again tomorrow morning over northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Everybody else will be in the 50s. We'll get rid of those 40s for a little while. Thursday and Friday, maybe even Saturday, we'll see 50 and some near 60 degree lows. And then as we get into the late weekend, there could be another round of upper 40 degree readings near the Canada border. But all of that is fairly decent when you're talking about mid-August weather. Now, we are going to see a chance for some shower activity occurring across parts of the region periodically, but the rain does not look like it's going to be very substantial. We will have some showers that scatter through the region periodically over this next five-day period, but we are not expecting to see a general soaking. And the first opportunity for some of these showers will occur during the course of the day today. There's already a few out there, but they're not really having much of an impact on the region. As we go forward through the afternoon, we'll probably see a few more of those. But it's really tomorrow that we'll see an increase in coverage of shower activity up to about 25 or 30% of the region. And that will continue right on into the latter part of this week, a daily opportunity for some shower activity. But we'll still have sunshine occurring. And we'll still expect to see some good drying conditions between the showers. And we will look for the rainfall that occurs during the balance of this week to be mostly in a light to locally moderate range. I think most of us will see rain totals that'll be no more than about 2 to 4/10 of an inch. Now, there'll be a few exceptions. Isolated pockets of upwards to an inch or so will be possible in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.